do it. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 813. Brock Hunter.
How you doing, man?
Oh, it is cold, snowy out there today. We got some clouds. We got some wind. Lake effect snow hitting us. 8 and falling tonight. Cloudy. Extreme cold. Low of negative 15 Wednesday. That's when it's really going to hit us. We have that winter storm warning until Wednesday at 1. Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, 1 p.m. And then a wind chill warning today at 1 p.m. until Thursday, 2 p.m. And that's Wednesday what's going to hit us. Could see a high of negative 10. Wind chills negative 30 to negative 45. Going to be cold, man. Yeah.
Windshield warning, cold. Huh?
Yeah.
So if you're a windshield, be careful.
No, wind chill.
Oh. I thought you said windshield.
He's some kind of damn moron.
It's cold. It's snowy. I want to go home and lay down with everybody else.
You got snow in your ears, for God's sake. Yeah.
What?
Huh? So anyway, be careful out there. Bundle up. It is going to be a cold one. And, of course, if you need any updates on closings, WIRX.com. The closings tab brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters.
Good day to Netflix and chill.
Yes. You know where it's that cold? In Australia. That's why there's snakes all over the place.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
That's another question I have. Where all the snakes go when it's cold?
Well, there's not a lot of snakes in cold weather areas because they don't get around too well because they're cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. So it's just when it's cold like that, they just kind of...
So the Michigan ones just go underground, huh?
Yeah, probably. Hanging out. I don't know. And they go down to their little snake dens and... chill out.
Do snake kind of things.
Do snaky things. So this happened in Australia. Here's the woman talking about her recent adventure.
When I sat down, I felt this really sharp tap on my bottom, along with some pain. I thought, holy what was that? But when you've got your knickers and your long pants around your ankles, it's pretty hard to go far. And to be honest, it was like running a three-legged race without a friend. This was a midstream adventure. So he waited for me to start going, you know. He didn't appreciate that shower under the full moon.
How's the bottom?
It's all healed. Yes. It's wonderful.
I can't praise her enough for how she handled the entire situation. While she may have been a bit frantic at first, even I love snakes, but I don't want one attached to my bum. So
please look before you leak. Honestly.
Look before you leak. Did you get any of that?
No, I didn't.
A lady in Brisbane, Australia, was in the middle of going to the bathroom last week and got bitten by a 5-foot python that was hiding in her toilet.
It bit my bum.
It bit my bum. Actually, that was more British. Oi! That's not a knife.
That's a snake, huh?
That's not a snake. The local news interviewed her about it in the bathroom, along with the woman from Animal Control who captured the snake. That's what you heard there. I don't usually look in the toilet.
Me neither.
But maybe I'm going to start doing it. Of course, I'm not around here. I guess we don't know that. Australia, there's everything. Everything wants to kill you in Australia.
Hey, walk on eggshells when you're in Australia.
Yeah, but
you know, maybe get this girl some snake juice and a new phone. Yeah. She record that with a potato.
It's Australia. God. Come on. When you're in the bush.
This is 1997. Yeah. What are you recording that with, a Nokia?
So if you're terrified of snakes, now you can think about them being in your toilet. And ready to bite you right in the ass.
It just happens more often than I thought it would.
Yeah.
You know?
I need to. You know what I need to do? I need to put a fake snake in the toilet at our house. See if Kiki notices. She would lose her mind.
Yeah. You want to live by yourself, bro? That's how you live by yourself.
That's how you live by yourself.